I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We are back here in studio with a band known as Witch Ripper. It's been a while. Guys, I think the last time we had you up was from Metal Shop, and you guys have released a killer record. You guys have done a hell of a lot of touring, and now on Tuesday, you're playing Pain in the Grass, the first band to play Pain in the Grass with some heavy hitters. How are you guys doing tonight?
It's been great.
Doing great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Right on. Well, welcome back to the studio. If anyone's just tuning in for the first time and hearing of Witch Whipper for the first time, we're going to give them kind of a sampler of what they'll hear on Tuesday. And why don't we go around the room, and I guess we could start with you, Curtis, and just introduce yourselves. Tell us what you do with Witch Whipper, man.
Yeah, my name's Curtis. I play guitar and do vocals, quote unquote.
I'm Joe. I do drums.
Nice.
I'm Colton. I play guitar.
And I'm Brian, and I play bass.
Right on. So I guess, you know, we have done this before on Metal Shop, but some people maybe just listen to Loud and Local, not so much Metal Shop. So let's get the origin story. I do believe you guys kind of started the band elsewhere and then moved here, or did you guys move here to start the band?
So I was living in Minneapolis when I recorded the first EP that we did.
That's right.
And I wanted to have something so when I moved to Seattle, I could show people, like, hey, please be in my band.
Yeah.
Versus just not having any material to show anybody.
Totally.
So, yeah, I tracked everything in Minneapolis. I put it out. And then when I moved back to Seattle, I was just like, hey, here's something you can listen to.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't hate it. And maybe you'll be in a band with me.
Right on, man. Well, dude, it's been pretty awesome. I mean, these other guys over here, they heard the call, they heard the record, right? And they kind of joined up, or how did that go?
Yeah, I mean, they hated it at first.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I just harassed all of them. I was like, hey, please be a part of this.
Yeah.
I need friends. And they came along and thankfully filled out this band.
Cool. So you guys have done quite a bit off of this Homestead Records. It's available on, what was the label again? Is it DHU?
Yeah, the vinyl pressings through DHU.
So tell me, what is DHU Records? Because, you know, I consider myself to be, I guess, somewhat in the know, but there's always labels sometimes that kind of hit me from, like, left field and I don't know about. And obviously they did an amazing job on this. I mean, it looks incredible, the artwork and the layout and everything. How'd you guys get in contact with DHU, and where are they from?
I believe DHU, they're out of the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Right?
Yeah, it stands for Dark Hedonistic Union Records.
Oh, that's metal.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that was a plus right there.
Yeah. Their whole thing is like putting together like packages. Like, hey, you don't just get a vinyl. You get like a really nice colored vinyl with really good artwork. Like, their whole thing is just making it a good experience for people.
And did you guys kind of get some input on that? Or were they kind of just like,
oh, yeah,
here's
yeah.
what we're going to do?
So Robert Black, the guy who runs it, he's very cool, super down to earth, and just wants to make good music available for people to find.
That's
so
awesome.
He's like, hey, I'm like, hey, I want to do this. He's like, that's great. Let's do it. Like, we did a reprint because we sold out of the original presses of our record. And I was like, I want to do this I Am Mordor thing. Like, Fireball, I'm a nerd. Let's do this.
Yes!
And he was like, I'm so down with it.
That's killer, so, dude. Oh, man, right on. Well, tell me a little bit about, you guys have been pretty, I mean, obviously you probably have to have day jobs, you know, and whatnot, but you guys have been pretty consistently touring. You guys just got back from a festival in Chicago. Tell me a bit about that, and what was it, and what was the reaction like?
That was the Doomed and Stoned Fest in
Doomed
Chicago.
And Stoned, I like it.
Yeah, that was a really good time.
Doom.
Yeah, Doomed and Stoned has been doing a bunch of festivals and compilations. I think they started in around Portland and have just been blowing up all over the country, all over the world. And I think they have international Doomed and Stone festivals now.
That's Billy Goat running all that, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's a guy out of Eugene, Oregon, started a blog called Doomed and Stone.
Okay.
And then people were so receptive to it that they're like, hey, I like your blog. Can I put a festival in Chicago and use your name? and like they've just grown and grown and grown since then. Yeah. And he's a great guy as well. He just wants to support as much music as he can.
Oh, that's cool, man. Doomed and Stoned. That's appropriate too. I mean,
yeah,
specifically a band from the Northwest being doomed and stoned. It makes sense. So very awesome. So tell me a little bit about this. What's going on? What are we going to expect on Tuesday? I mean, first off, let's think back to the moment that you found out that you're going to hit play Pain in the Grass. What was your collective reaction to the fact that you guys are going to be playing with, you know, Slipknot, Gojira, Behemoth, the Volbeat? It's pretty huge. What was your reaction like?
Disbelief was definitely the first thing. It's like, no, that's not real.
Yeah, I just like texted them. I was like, hey, so...
It's so, a thing.
So wait, Slipknot
like,
knows
Ryan
who we
Castle
are now?
Called me. Yeah. I almost didn't answer because it was a random number. I wasn't like, expecting his call.
Sure. So telemarketer or something, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, I pick it up and he's like, oh, hey, dude, this is Ryan Castle. Do you want to play Slipknot? And I was like, yeah.
Is that a joke? Or?
No, I mean, like, I wanted to say yes immediately, but I was like, I have to confirm with everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was kind of just like, okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the quickest we've all collectively responded.
I've never been texted back so quickly in my entire life. Yeah. I was like, hey guys, just so, and there's like immediately within like a
yes.
minute.
So. Yep.
Nah, no, man, I don't think so. I don't think I can make that one.
Yeah,
no.
Some guy's like, oh, I don't think I can take off work.
Yeah. They're out of the band. They say that.
No, we really appreciate it. It's like kind of a big deal for us.
And then
it was
a
really fun experience.
By the way, Gojira, Behemoth, Volbeat also.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Right crazy after lineup. You guys, Nurgle's going to be setting up. So
it's like legitimately, I've been telling people, I'm like, we're going to play, and then like four of some, like the biggest metal bands in the world like are going to be playing after us. And it's going to be such a fun experience just to see that happen and see what goes into their sets. It's going to be awesome.
And if you're listening to this right now and you're like, man, I want to meet these guys. They seem pretty rad. They're also going to be hanging out with us at the Palace Law VIP backstage. So if you want to hear us interview Slipknot, if you want to hang out with Witch Ripper guys, buy them a beer and say you appreciate their heavy Northwest rock, then get yourself a Palace VIP package. You can go to KISW.com to get yourself set up with that. It's going to be awesome. Tuesday, they're going to be starting things off at White River Amphitheater. So get your ass there early. Just call in sick the whole week. Don't worry about it, man. It's all good. Just tell them. Well, yeah, you know, tell them you're sick. So you guys, we're going to be playing some songs, Wasteland and Sucker Punch, back to back. These are both off the Homestead record that you said, DHU Records. What was it again? Demonic?
Dark Hedonistic Records.
Dark Hedonistic
Union.
Union.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Hedonistic Union.
That's a killer.
Failed.
That's awesome.
It's a mouthful, for sure.
So I guess going into the couple songs, let's think about it. Like, how long did this record take to come from idea and concept to fruition? Because it's a pretty heavy listen, man. It's a longer songs, some deep stuff in there, and just some heavy riffs. It sounds incredible. How long did it take you guys? And where did you guys record it?
Years.
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit I'm not the fastest songwriter, but I like to think that the payoff is worth it.
Of course.
But we recorded it with Matt Bayless, who's obviously done just countless fantastic records.
Yeah, just a couple bands like Mastodon, you know.
Yeah, there's never a heard band of called stuff. ISIS he did that was just a blip, but he re-recorded them.
Botch, they're all right.
Yeah, gross, but yeah. But we did the drums at Studio Litho in Fremont, which is always a great experience.
Awesome.
They have lots of fantastic gear in there. And then we did the rest of it at Red Room, sadly now not
rest
around
in
anymore.
Peace.
Yeah.
But that was studio, Matt Bayless' studio as well.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to a couple of these songs. Again, Wasteland and Sucker Punch. You can pick these up from the Homestead Records if you want to kind of do some studying before Tuesday. So here it is. You got Witch Ripper in studio. Give us a call, 206-421-ROCK, if you want to talk some trash. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. We'll be right back.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW. Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
And we're back with some heavy riffs from a Northwest band known as Witch Ripper. They're going to be gracing the stage at White River Amphitheater, the first band of 3 days of heavy, rad, local, and not-so-local music. Some local music, some touring bands, some iconic bands, and they're going to be playing alongside Slipknot, Gojira, Behemoth, and Volbeat. Is going to be an awesome day, so definitely show up on Tuesday, ready to rock at White River Amphitheater. Go to KISW.com for tickets. Guys, it's awesome to have you guys here. Beyond Pain in the Grass, what are the rest of your plans for 2019? You guys are going to head out on another couple tours or write some more music? What do you guys got planned for us? For yourselves. Not for us. For yourselves.
We've been working on the new record for a while now, so we're hoping to finish writing that by the end of the year. And then we're going to be going on tour, hopefully, in the fall. We're starting to plan that out as well.
Cool.
Yeah. We have an October tour we just started kind of working on. But in the meantime, we're playing a show, I believe, August 28th in Tacoma.
Nice.
With our good friends Holy Grove and Year of the Cobra, both fantastic bands.
Where's that at?
The Spanish Ballroom.
Spanish Ballroom, yeah.
Cool. That's a new venue, right?
Yeah.
All ages.
Looks beautiful.
It looks pretty cool. I think the Melvins played there about a month and a half ago.
Is that part of the alma mater?
I do not know.
Okay.
Not sure.
But yeah.
Well, either way, shout out to Tacoma and all that good stuff. So.
And then August 31st, we're playing at the Substation, which is a venue that treats us very well.
Yeah, the place is great.
Again, with Holy Grove, we're doing a couple dates of their tour. And then our good friends in Serial Hawk are also kind of using that as their album release
well. Yes, I'm excited to hear that new record.
Oh, it's going to crush everybody. So I'm really excited that. And Eris, which I love Eris so much. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a really, really great night.
Great, Valid. Man.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
And you know what? You're going to fall in love with Witch Ripper, and you're going to want to follow them to all of these shows once you see them on Tuesday. I demand it, and I promise it. So I got some questions, some goofy ones. So let's go around, and I guess we'll start with Brian on this one. What is the first album you ever purchased? And this is a question I like to ask, and let's make sure it's not something that your grandma gave you or a cooler older brother, but the first one you actually used your own money, whether it be like chore money or, you know, you cut the grass. What was the first album you ever purchased?
The first album I ever purchased, I actually remember this so distinctly.
Was it a CD?
It was a CD.
Okay.
And it was Weezer's Blue Album.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Yeah, right? I remember I was the Fred Meyer right next to the music shop I took guitar lessons at.
Yeah.
I walked in there with my money, the very small money that I had in my pocket, and I bought that CD, and I listened to it nonstop, and it's still one of my favorite albums.
You could probably sing all the lyrics still, huh?
Maybe. I don't know. Some of them, for sure. Say It Ain't So, obviously, but
yeah.
All good songs on there.
Hell yeah. How about you, Colton?
Mine was the Mortal Kombat soundtrack.
Mortal Kombat!
Oh, fuck yeah.
And I definitely know all those lyrics.
There's some dumb, some jams on that one.
Get over here!
Industrial jams, man. And, exactly. So, yeah. What about you, man?
I think my first one was a cassette of the Batman Forever soundtrack.
Oof. Ooh, yeah. Kissed by a Rose.
Kissed by a Rose, man.
Seal.
God, that was my second album purchased was Seal.
U2 did Kiss Me, Kill Me, something, whatever. Yeah. And then there was, that was a good one, man. Batman Forever. Yeah. I like the Spawn soundtrack, too. That was a very, very good soundtrack.
Yeah, there's some bangers on
there. Michael Jai White. So good.
And Curtis, what about you, man?
So I picked up three, and I picked them...
Ooh, baller.
I know. I had probably $22 worth of CDs from Target. So the first one was Appetite for Destruction.
Yeah, classic.
And we went snowboarding that day and listened to it nonstop for 3 hours and pissed my mom off so
nice.
Bad.
Nice, yes.
The second one was Kiss Alive 1.
Okay.
I was a really big Kiss fan in high school. I don't know why.
You ever paint your face for Halloween?
No, but I haven't died yet, so there's still time to
Let's
do it.
Let's do it.
And then the third was Master of Puppets. Which
yes!
Of all three of those, that's probably the one I'm most like, hey, I would still listen to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Man, that's three classics. All right.
Yeah, I was a little long-haired punk that just wanted to get mad at stuff. So.
Nice, dude. Yeah, beware of the drywall punching Curtis as a child.
Drinking
My name's
Monster
not Kyle,
drinks, so I'm okay. I'm not punching the drywall.
Right on, man. All right, next question. If I were to get you guys drunk, whether it be beer or White Claw or whiskey, and we go to a karaoke bar, what song are you choosing? Let's start with you, Curtis.
So this literally happened last Saturday.
Nice.
We played a show. It was fantastic. We had a great time. And I was drinking the Claw. And as we all know, there ain't no laws when you're drinking that Claw.
Uh-oh.
And I was grabbing strangers' faces and singing the Never Ending Story theme song because had watched Stranger Things earlier that week.
And that's by...
Turn Around.
That's by Cyndi Lauper? Yes. I like that. You guys could do a heavy cover of that.
In her face.
Never
the mirror of your dreams.
Wow.
Yeah. It got pretty real, but I was pretty drunk.
Nice. On White Claw.
Never Ending Story.
It's that red raspberry or whatever it's called. Mixed me up.
Black cherry.
Black cherry. That was what it was.
See, because you drink them and it doesn't even feel like you're doing anything anyways. Oh, no. We're not getting sponsored by them, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah. KSW, next sponsor.
There you go.
The Claw.
How about you, man?
Mine would probably be New York, New York by Frank Sinatra.
Nice. Classy. Classy. Yeah. Drink some Chardonnay.
Yeah, exactly. There's like some whiskey, a little glass of scotch, and shake it around a bunch.
Absolutely.
Mine would definitely be King Crimson, Court of the Crimson King.
Wow.
It's got a catchy chorus and about a 5-minute guitar. Guitar solo.
Just go drink a couple beers while, you know.
Exactly.
You don't have to sing, you know, exactly.
Do you do the air guitar solo?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Hop up on tables, maybe the bar.
How about you, Brian?
My go-to is usually Jay-Z, 99 Problems. I don't know why, but I just love singing that song.
You can say it, 99 Problems, but
Bitch ain't one.
There you go. We're allowed to say it. All right, and final question, lightning round. Brian, we'll just start with you, man. What is your favorite Northwest band or bands of all time?
I gotta go with my gut and say Botch.
Nice.
I saw that. The first time I heard We Are the Romans, it completely blew my mind. It changed everything I knew about music.
Awesome. Right on. How about you, Cold?
As far as hours listened to, I would have to say Fall of Troy.
Nice.
So many
plays. Going to see them at El Corazon?
Yes.
I'll be there. With Emery, yeah. That's going to be a good show.
Those dudes are awesome.
I'd have to go with Earth.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, dude. Nice.
Good one.
Yeah.
Heavy and groovy.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hours listened to, and I think they are putting out some of their best material right now, is Alice in Chains.
Yes.
Like, that band continues
Absolutely.
To put out fantastic
Rainier Fog
music.
Was amazing.
Absolutely, and I'm just obsessed with that band.
Cool. Right on. That would be a good show, all those bands all together. I'd mosh.
Yeah.
I'd come out of mosh retirement for that one.
Do the Earth
mosh. I'd buy VIP tickets to that one.
So are we going to see a mosh pit at White River Amphitheater? What do you say? White River Amphitheater mosh pit for Witch Ripper? Let's get it. Let's get it, man. I want to see some little kids moshing for you guys. That would be awesome.
Only the children.
Little kid mosh.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah. I'd be so into that.
I feel like we don't see enough mosh pits in Seattle.
We get a few.
Sometimes.
Mosh pit? Little kid mosh pit. Circle pit for this next
circle
song.
Circle pits, yeah.
Circle pit junior.
So
I was watching the pit from Slipknot. At White River Amphitheater from 2012.
Yes.
That was a very good-looking pit.
Yeah, man.
Wall of Death, all the moves.
If you follow us on 999KISW on Instagram, you can see I was getting excited for Slipknot today because I busted out my Slipknot mask and was wearing it, and my girlfriend was like, God damn it. I was a maggot. So we got SLU right now by Witch Ripper, who's going to be opening up Pain in the Grass on Tuesday. Tell me, SLU, I can imagine what it'd be, but I want to hear it from your words and what inspired you to write SLU, The Hive.
I work in South Lake Union.
Uh-oh.
And those guys are a bunch of bitch-ass marks.
No longer working in South Lake Union.
I know. I actually put in my 2 weeks.
Oh, there you go.
But, it's just basically about people and money taking over the city.
Okay.
I think something that a lot of artists in Seattle can obviously kind of just... resonates with them.
Absolutely. All right, here's SLU The Hive, as well as The Witch. A couple songs back-to-back by Witch Ripper. You're getting a taste of what you will hear Tuesday, the opening band, the first bands with the big riffs at Pain in the Grass. It's Witch Ripper on Loud and Local.
Mighty Rock. A radio.com station. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1. Seattle. This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
so pumped to see this band at White River Amphitheater on Tuesday. In studio, Witch Ripper. That's a band you've been hearing for the last few songs. And all of this comes off of their record, Homestead, which came out last year. We played it on Metal Shop. I always play it here on Loud and Local. And I'm stoked, man. It just feels like... It just feels so rad to have Northwest representatives with some big guns out there like, you know, Slipknot, Gojira, Behemoth, Volbeat. This is a humongous tour. And honestly, it doesn't need anything more. But the fact that, you know, we're able to get a local band out there to represent and show what the Northwest has to offer and the fact that it is Witch Ripper is just so awesome. So, again, Tuesday... They're going to be opening it up, Pain in the Grass. Guys, what are you guys, I don't know, what are you guys going to wear? Come on, guys. Nothing.
Cocktail dresses for sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the vibe for sure.
Hawaiian shirts?
I've been watching the Queer, this new season of Queer Eye is fantastic.
It's great,
so
yeah.
I got my like, high heels walked down for this.
Very inspirational.
Wow.
It's all in the hips.
Basketball jerseys, football jerseys, baseball jerseys.
And high heels.
There you go.
Perfect.
Right on. So if people dig what they hear, where can they find your music and where can they purchase their music, your music and follow you on the internet and whatnot and lurk you and stalk you and, you know, find out all that personal information?
Yeah. All our music is available to stream on Spotify and Apple Music and pretty much every
Tidal
streaming service.
Tidal. The Jay-Z one.
If you're a Jay-Z fan like myself.
Napster. Yeah.
And it's also on Bandcamp, which is also a great place for you to buy the music. And
yeah,
the vinyl.
If you ever feel like paying us to listen to our music, Bandcamp.
I mean, who would do that?
I know, it's really dumb. You probably shouldn't. Nobody should.
Yeah, it's obsolete.
But you can find, like, we have a couple shirts up there, and, like, that's the best place to buy our vinyls or CDs unless you come see us at a show.
So is is Homestead still in print? Can we still buy it on vinyl?
Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Our label was... kind enough to be down to reprint it.
Awesome.
And so we have a good chunk left. Hopefully lasts us for a little while. Yeah.
Very cool. So what's the colors? What are the fancy colors?
That Eye of Mordor I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Still got that imprint. That's awesome.
That's
man.
Like the one I was like.
That's the one we have.
I tried to get him to do an all gold, like one ring is all version and the Eye of Mordor. He's like,
yes.
You got to just do one.
So
when
that product came out, did you make sure to hoard a couple for yourself? Like, all right.
Always.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I keep one of every like, not shirts, but like CDs and vinyls for
sure.
Myself. I think it's important.
Right on. Yeah, absolutely, man. It's that physical product. You got to, you know, as a, you know, it is convenient to you know, have the streaming things. I'm a Spotify guy. I have that and, right. You know, Bandcamp mm-hmm. and whatnot. But at the same time, it is very cool to have the physical product and to put that needle. When you
just got
to
hear the crackles.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I have I can't always do it. But, you know, on a nice Saturday afternoon or get home from work. Put on a record, and it's even better to support the bands. So, very cool that you guys have that going, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, have some merch set up on Tuesday, and maybe buy a T-shirt or two and support the small guys there. yeah, man, what's going on for the rest of the summer? You guys got a show again? Let's hit those shows other than Pain in the Grass. What were the other shows?
August 28th, we're going to be in Tacoma, Spanish Ballroom with Holy Grove and Year of the Cobra.
Yeah.
It's an all-ages show. We don't get to do those very often. So
very cool.
Hopefully we'll see some youngsters there.
Yeah. Maybe the kids that see you at Painting the Grass can actually go to this one. So
that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then August 31st, we're going to be at one of our favorite spots in Seattle, the Substation.
Yeah.
Again, playing with Holy Grove.
Do you guys practice there?
No.
Okay. I used to, but not anymore.
Cool place.
It keeps getting better, too.
Seriously, it's been...
They're a venue that really wants shows to go well.
And yeah.
I feel like they've really, in the last year or so, really embraced heavy music.
Absolutely.
When you work with those guys. It's like, hey, like, we want this show to succeed as much as the bands want it to succeed, and it's a really great experience every time we play there.
Yeah, that's a rare thing for, you know, sometimes venues can just be like, hey, pay me the money, you know, either way.
No,
but if they're actually
guys really try. Like, it's fantastic.
And I think I see a patio going up out there, so you know they're in it to win it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're building something. They're always building something.
August 3rd, it's the Street Fair, Substation Street Fair.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
People should go to that. Like,
all ages, free show.
Great bands playing, and just like, that venue is fantastic. People should support it as much as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right on, guys. Well, before I play this last song, which is Engenishen?
So it's Ngenichen, which I believe I got. It was like a Middle Eastern wood god.
Wow.
I might mess that up, but I believe that's where I got that name from.
Okay.
So.
So before I play that from the record Homestead, which you can purchase on vinyl or you can stream, who would you like to shout out or thank you? I'm sure you've got some captive listeners that are stoked to hear you guys on the radio. Now is a chance for you to shout them out, show them some love.
Well, yes, I know we just mentioned the substation, but like Tim and Ken, thank you guys. They continue to like put faith in us to like. Support these bigger bands that come through and help them put on a good show, and we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Same with Dylan at the Highline.
Yeah, definitely.
He's hit us up a bunch of times, and again, thank you for putting faith in this band to like help promote shows and help have good shows there. Just basically venues and promoters, like they've this year especially have really made an effort to like have us involved with some really cool shows, and we really appreciate that.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys got other stuff or not, but
likewise, KISW.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
thanks
yeah,
for having seriously. Us on this festival.
That's probably the biggest shout out.
Mind blowing,
inviting us here and yeah, having us play.
Sweaty palms.
It's gonna be pretty.
Mom's not a big deal. I mean, it's just Slipknot.
Yeah, whatever. Just Slipknot. Just
might happen again.
But yeah, it's just this year's been good for this band, and we really appreciate it. And there's been a lot of people I've been seeing at repeat shows.
Yeah.
This year more than any other, and I really appreciate saying hi to those people and just having them come up and be like, hey, I saw you at this show. I'm glad to see you here. Like, right. This year has reflected that a lot, and it's been really cool.
That's I've also awesome. Noticed that as well. Like, it's crazy to continuously see so many people coming out to see us play. Like, mm-hmm. just stoked about us playing.
The regulars.
Yeah. It's like...
Well, the support means a lot, you know. It's really cool.
And just the fact people at all are even going out to shows and, like, just supporting local music and local bands and all the other ridiculously awesome bands that we get to play with, it is just great to see. And I feel like every once in a while I see people, getting all bummed out, like, oh, the Salem music scene's dead. Oh, like, people don't go out to shows. It's like, well, maybe if you went out to more shows.
Yeah, you're in the wrong places. There's just, this music scene's great, and like we're lucky to live in a city like this and with so many great bands.
Hell yeah.
So we appreciate that. Shout out to all the Seattle bands that we love.
Yes.
We love you guys. Thank you for supporting us, and we heart you.
And again, this Tuesday, so I will see you guys there, and I will actually see you guys bright and early, I'm sure, for sound check and whatnot, and then I'll be introducing you guys on stage at White River Amphitheater.
Sweet.
So awesome. I will try to be your biggest champion. I'll be out there just singing along and shouting the lyrics.
Are you going to wear a cape?
Maybe, if you make me one.
Okay.
Right. Deal.
Cape, yeah.
Shots fired.
Yes.
Let's do this.
So, Witch Ripper, again, thanks, guys, and we'll see you Tuesday at Pain in the Grass, the opening band for Pain in the Grass, and they're going to show you how the Northwest does it with the riffage. This last song here goes out to anyone that's ready to rage at Pain in the Grass. We'll see you there. Thanks, guys.
We're really on top of it.
Yeah.
Thank everybody.
Dude, you're welcome. Thanks. It's Witch Ripper on Loud and Local. Yeah.
We'll be right back. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.